Oh, would you look at that, right? On schedule, it is 5 p.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh, yeah. And we are here for another wonderful, glorious episode of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yes, and it's like 80 degrees outside, first of all, like, yeah. The weather is beautiful. I am kind of getting ready for fall, but I secretly am feeling bad about feeling that because I know I should be appreciative of this beautiful California weather that we're having in the fall. You know what else looks like New England like this, just as beautiful like this? Tennessee. So I really like Tennessee. If you don't know, yeah, it's beautiful just like this. So, yeah, I'm manifesting for the universe a trip to Tennessee. But anyways, let's talk about, yeah, my brain is just doing ADD things right now. This is what happens when I don't work out and do Muay Thai. This is what happens when I don't do martial arts in one day. For one day, I don't do martial arts one day. My brain is just like, but I don't punch and kick things for one day. Anyways, just bear with me. We're going to have a great show. Paranormal things are going on. Dreams, the dream world. Have you ever accessed your past life? Do you know what past life regression is? Do you know what Akashic records are? Well, we're going to talk all about that because I had an encounter with some Akashic records this week. And I had some interesting dreams. I had reoccurring dreams my entire life that I know that I'm Jane Mansfield. If you don't know who Jane Mansfield, look it up. It's out there. She's out there. It's pretty eerie what went on in her life. But anyways, the whole point is, what does this have to do with our playlist? What does this have to do with spirit communication and sound? Everything. Because, you know, during the height of the 1950s, we had people like Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, you know, all those icons that came out that just represented that era were all a part of it. And Jane Mansfield was on this movie called The Girl Can't Help It. So that actually entailed a bunch of different... You had like an all-star cast of rock and roll artists. You had the Platters, you had Little Richard, you had Eddie Cochran, you had Gene Vincent, you know, the Fats Dominoes. It just went on and on and on. And so that's why I'm going to play all 50s today. We're going to go back into yesteryear. My favorite time era, my favorite genre is 50s. So I'm really excited because I know this is going to be a really good show. I love it when I get to play all of this. So we're going to play all of that. We're going to talk about Akashic Records. We're going to talk about past lives. How do we retrieve our past lives? We're going to do shamanic drumming where we can actually have an intention to go into our past lives and really understand who we were. So the whole purpose of doing past life regression is for healing. When we have the ability to access our past lives, we understand why we came back. We're understanding what our karma is, what our lesson is in this lifetime. So when you have a better understanding of who you were in a past life, you have a better understanding of who you are now. You have a better understanding of wherever you're at this time, like any time of your life that you're at, like dates, months, age, wherever it is, that is congruent to certain events that happened in a past life. So any major events that have happened to you, they're all congruent. They're all about the karma that you've created in your past life and said, okay, I'm going to come into this life and this is going to happen. Believe it or not, we make contracts with people. We make contracts, you know, with people before they cross over. Sometimes if you have a loved one who crossed over at an early age, like say your mother, your father, or, you know, you had siblings or friends or someone close to you at an early age, or, you know, for instance, sometimes you make a contract with them and say, okay, so this is what's going to happen. I'm going to cross over at this time, so you will have this path. And you make that, and we make that agreement with each other. Say, oh, yeah, so this is going to happen. I'll be helping you. So it's kind of, it's understanding that we don't just die and that's it. We're still here. We are eternal life, and we're still helping each other, coexisting with each other. So it brings us back to this beautiful place where we can share this understanding and know, yeah, things are just not random, and they're for no reason. There's so much happening into the unseen. So where that comes into, where we talk about Akashic Records and understanding, like, and so if you don't understand Akashic Records, for example, so say you spend a lot of time at WMFO and you've been here for years at WMFO. You've done a radio show here for years. You've done a lot of work here for years. You've invested a lot of your energy in here. And say, you know, and then you move on somewhere else. You either cross over or move on somewhere else. Your Akashic Records will be here. Your Akashic Records will linger at WMFO if you spent a certain amount of time in this building or in this place and in this station. So that's a better understanding of what an Akashic Record is. And going back to an Akashic Records and really understanding, ooh, okay. You know, actually creep on a creepy, exciting level, I actually had a reading and somebody told me that they felt I was actually here before in a past life, like during World War II. No, like around that time era. And I was like, what? And lo and behold, actually Joel, the sound engineer, told me that either his uncle or grandfather, someone, was actually here during that time. I was like, you've got to get out of here. I didn't even know this even existed around that time. I don't know. I think he was saying around that time or the building or something was going on around that time here at Tufts or here at, but he said that he had an uncle that was here and that's his connection. And so you see, that's a better understanding of what Akashic Records are. You see, isn't that freaking cool? Isn't it cool? So anytime you spent a long time in or your energy has been in, you have an Akashic Record there. Your energy's there. Someone is going to come there and feel your energy. Isn't that mind-blowing? It's so cool. So we've got lots to talk about here. But guess what? We got lots of rock and roll. We got a lot of oh my God, my favorite artist, everyone. Spirit is going to be high today. Spirit is going to be up and jumping. And do not forget to tune in at 6 p.m. We are going in, baby. We are going in. You know it. We are doing the guided meditation. That's right. First the music, then the guided. First the music, then the guided. First the music, then the guided. Like, seriously, it's just like, I like this new setup. I like the new structure. It's different. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I just need to break out in country music when I'm here sometimes. I don't know why. I don't know what spirit is around me. Actually, I do. There's a lot of country spirits around me, but like, you know. So please don't mind me. Please don't mind when it starts getting down south. Please, I am channeling the gospel. And that's just how it is. Hallelujah. Amen. We gonna get this going on. Oh my God. For the 500th million time trying to get off caffeine. This is like my 500th time trying to do it. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Have you ever seen Laverne and Shirley? On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a feeling that we just know now. You have to see that show. Literally, it's like the original Broad City. You've got to watch Laverne and Shirley. It's so funny. Okay, I'm gonna shut up, and I'm gonna start playing some music. We're gonna start with some Eddie Cochran because, you know, that was on The Girl Can't Help It. The girl can't help it. The girl, oh baby, we got it all. We got it all here. We got it all. Yeah. Woo! Okay, let it out. Okay, I love you so much. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free Farmed Radio. Woo!
see you shaking from the bare feet or slapping on the floor. Well, when you hear the music, you just can't sit still. If your brother won't rock, then your sister will. Woo! Come on, everybody! Come on, everybody!
But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th floor, I'm ready to slide. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with an aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away, so I walked 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Sent to Chicago for repairs till it's a fixed. I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town.
hello. You know what? It's kind of early for Christmas music, but not really, because I saw so much Christmas decorations going up. We didn't even hit Halloween yet. Like, what are you guys thinking? We didn't even hit Halloween. Christmas stuff is already going up. So, yeah. I remember somebody literally called the station one time and was like, you need to stop. You need to stop playing. Like, can you please stop playing all this Christmas music? And I was like, I'm not doing it. It's on automation. Like, I didn't do it. Like, sorry. And then, like, he called again and was like, you know, I'm really getting sick and tired of this Christmas music. I'm like, I didn't do it. And then I was kind of laughing and I'm like, good. I hope the Christmas music keeps playing. It's like, don't listen. I used to get mad at Christmas music until I stopped celebrating holidays and I realized, oh my God, I love Christmas. After I stopped celebrating it, I was like, I love it. Oh my God, yeah, wow. So that was really, so don't call this station complaining about Christmas music, because if you do, I'm gonna actually play it even more. Yeah. I'm gonna haunt you in your dreams. Yeah. So don't do it. Don't call. Don't call. We'll call you. Don't call us. We'll call you. Okay. So anyways, let's continue. Oh my God. I have so much vinyl. I have so much 50s vinyl. Like, it's really exciting. I have so much 50s music for you. It's so exciting. It is very exciting. So, what time is it? Oh my God! Oh my God! It's already 5:18. Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay? You gotta get out of here. All right, let's continue this because this is really good. It's looking really good. Let's play some Frankie Valli. Ah, yes. There we go. You're gonna love it. Fun to sing. It's such a good song. By the way, I just wanted to apologize to the spirit world about killing that spider. Well, I didn't do it. I had someone else do my dirty work. But I'm not that kind of medium. I'm not a hippie medium. I believe in sending your ass right to the afterlife. For Christ's sakes, I'm addicted to mixed martial arts. I believe in sending your ass right to the... Oh my God, did I just curse? Oh my God, no. I believe... Excuse me, sorry. I believe that... you will go to the next life if I believe that that's what I'm deciding for you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But really. But, you know, we all got to go sometimes. And it's no different than eating meat. Really. Like, I just ate steak today. So it's really no different. It really isn't. Like, I can't. I used to be a vegetarian. And I stopped because I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, why are we going to have why are we going to have dogs and cats and love them? And then we're going to just like, you know, kill a pig because they're not as cute and they're not as submissive. That's basically why we don't kill them. We only like these dogs because they're submissive. I mean, yes, dogs are. I mean, I have dogs. I have two dogs. You know, I'm not putting down dogs, but what I'm saying is they're submissive. That's why we love them. We like things that are submissive, but a pig is just as smart and needs love too. So, you know, I'm a eat you all. I'm a kill you all. That's how it's gonna go. You know, equally, y'all are gonna go equally. Oh my God, I'm just kidding. That's so bad. I think I need to go back to drinking caffeine. Okay. Anyway. So that was 1950s Frankie Valli. I don't know if you've seen those videos where they have a meme and he's singing and it's like, this is how much I give. Like, this is the level. Like, he said something about, like, he's like lip singing. I'm not making fun of it. I'm not. But the meme was funny because he's 90 years old on stage. Like, I could have anybody you try to do that. Like, at least he's there. But like, it was a meme like that. This is the amount of effort I'm putting into work tomorrow. Sorry, you have to see the meme in order for it to be funny. But anyways, I love you God's creatures. I'm sorry that I had to do that, but I just don't like it, you know? I don't like it. I don't like the creepy crawlers are everywhere. Okay, so anyways, oh my goodness. Okay, so we're going to play some Bo Diddley. This is like, I love this. Bo Diddley. Is my idol, and don't make any references to P. Diddy, please. Bo Diddley is my idol. I love him. He's the reason why I started playing harmonica. So please sit back, relax, and listen to this masterpiece. Woo, you're listening to 91.5 FM. Debbie MFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. We're gonna continue here with
Don't let it despise, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, Diddley called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones, but take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house. she wasn't worth.
We We have an incoming. I just had a impulse to do something very interesting right now. Yes, the creative juices are flowing. Just take a bit of inhale for this and an exhale. Oh, it's coming. It's coming right now. I'm legit on this. Oh my goodness. Legit on the spot. I'm going to attempt to do a live mixing right now. That's exactly, okay. I'm gonna get a doo-wop. Here we go. No, I want something with a more of a like a singing. Oh yeah, Silhouettes. That song. Two silhouettes on the shade, said to myself, you're on the wrong block. Here we go.
And past your house late last night, all the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within a dim light cast two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held you tight. Kisses I could almost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouettes, 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 oh, silhouettes, 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 silhouettes.
Thank you.
Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I really wish I had it's in my library, but that song I sampled from it's a doo-wop. It was like, what was it? Oh my god. Do 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 do. Oh. And then it was this is off I don't even know who that was. This is the fun we have at WMFO. This is why you need to get into the vinyl section. You just pull some vinyl, just play with stuff. Toddy T. I need a Rolex. And then, what is this on the other side? Domination? You haven't heard nothing. Yeah, this is off the hip-hop section. in Studio B. So, yeah, see? It's so much fun. See? Ah! See? I didn't even know I was going to do that today, but I just was feeling it when I was on here. I was just like, oh, I'm channeling. Oh, I'm channeling. Oh, it's on. It's on. Oh, you're done. You're done. We're channeling. We're channeling. You're done, Spirit. Thank you for channeling through that. So, I'm going to go through my playlist. It's there. I know it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I need to take a picture of what I sampled there. So I'll just take it out of the archives. But it's there. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And that's what I like doing sometimes. I don't even like recording things or like being like, let me save it. It's just gone. It's gone. Bye. It happened. It was in the moment. And it was bliss. And now it's gone. It's gone. Anyways, we have, stay tuned for our guided meditation, our weekly guidey that's coming up. And I hope you're having fun. I hope you're feeling the spontaneity of the energy that I'm feeling. And I hope you can feel how good it feels to be spontaneous. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels like expansion. It feels like freedom. It feels like you are your spirit. It feels like your spirit gymnastics. It feels like your spirit is doing yoga or like doing gymnastics, right? Yeah. That's exactly how it feels. Ooh, what? Why is Frankie Valli in here? Like, it's already. That's a little freaky. Does the automation do that automatically? Does it go into the Rivendell and type in an artist that you played? Because Frankie Valli's right here. Already typed in, ready to go. Like, it's like, here we go. I mean, he's not dead. So that's not his spirit doing that. Or it could be a spirit around him. But he's definitely up, like I was saying, he's up and alive and kicking and doing shows at 90 and barely singing. But again, how many of us can say we get up on stage and like rock concerts and while standing up? Not many. So, you know, you guys can make fun of him all you want, but he's still doing shows. He's laughing now. Woo! Okay. Anyways, I love you. I love you to the moon and to the stars and back. And I hope this love accumulates throughout the week. I hope it accumulates throughout the week because I need to get into a more loving frequency, loving high energy, loving frequency tone, because that's where it is. That's where the buried treasure is. That's where the rainbow is, baby. That's where the stars are. That is exactly where the money is. Okay. The money's right there in that high frequency of love. And speaking of, let's connect. All right. Stay tuned after these messages. From our sponsors. Is it sponsored?
3, 2, 1, blast off!
What's happening? A field trip!
Welcome to outer space class.
Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, and away!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you together. At last at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. Lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
Wow, how cool was that? That was really ghostly. I don't even know what happened. Yeah, there's spirits up in here playing with the sound. It's pretty awesome. Okay, back to normal programming. Thank you, spirits.
They say, say, I do. They say, say, I do.
not get too ahead of ourselves here. So that was so eerie. What was going on with that? I mean, it was obviously there was something here in the mixer. But that was pretty cool. Anyways, stay tuned at 6 p.m. We are doing the guided meditation. Oh, yeah, I got you. What are we doing? We're doing a past life regression. Oh, hold on to your horses. Hold on to your horses. You were going in. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited for you. I'm really excited for you that we're going to be guided and we're going to open up and we're going to clear and cleanse and feel where our Akashic records are and heal that Akashic records. You literally can go into your cache. So wherever it is, like I said, if you spent a lot of time, say, I've spent a lot of time at Central Square. I don't go there as much, but I used to spend a lot of time there. So as I'm there, and my cache is there. What is it in right now where I'm at in my life that I could go back into that cache and take in that would serve me right now? And I could say my dancing, because I spent a lot of time dancing at the Middle East, a lot of time, the Middle East, TT the Bears. So I can take that part of that joy and that vibration. How can I incorporate that now? How can I go back to thy soul, my soul's retrieval, bring that in? Wow. See, it's clearing. See, my throat, like all that, like wants to cough. So if you feel sensations of like coughing, sneezing, farting, burping, like, no, don't laugh. Like, seriously, I'm serious. Like it's getting rid of stuff. It's releasing things. So that was just telling me right there. I think you nailed it, girl. I think you nailed it. Like, girl, why aren't you dancing? Why aren't you dancing, girl? See, this is how this works. So what is it for you where you can go into your soul's retrieval? And this is what this is all going to be about. We're going to have so we're going to do a meditation, then we're going to do a drumming. And so the meditation is going to clear. Well, this is going to be more for the clearing and clearing your energy so you can get ready to go into the past life regression. Is going to be in the drumming, that past life regression. Yeah, we go drum it out. See, this is spirit communication through sound. This we getting it. We going in. So we're going to do that meditation. And we're going to breathe it in, breathe it out. Breathe it in and breathe it out. And we're going to do this. I got the drums here. We got our spirit guides. Maybe that spider was supposed to be my spirit animal. And I killed it. Oh, I'm just kidding. But that's really bad. Anyways. See, I'm clearing my throat. Stuff's trying to come out. It's trying to come out because we're clearing. We are exercising the demons. We're exercising the demons. This house is Satan clean, okay? Okay, so let's stay tuned. Let's put on another boppin' hit, yo. Let's put it on. Let's raise the frequency. What's a good, I'm trying to see. Okay, shut up. Ooh, Doris Day, that's so good. Oh my God, I had a bunch. I have Les Paul. I have to play Les Paul. So, and Mary Pickford, Les Paul. Oh my God. I have that. That has to happen when we have our music time before we do the spirit communication. But you know, I was sticking with the little pop favorites. I want to play more rockabilly, but we just don't have as much time. But, you know, we're going to squeeze it in. Anyways, here's some Frankie Avalon. I love this song. I love it. And you're going to love it too. Whoa.
Send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair. A lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. That I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give.